This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We started the show ripping the Jets for their performance last night on Monday Night Football. However, the new crown topic is the Jets have a new weapon. Devontae Adams is going to be a New York Jet. So what? The Jets are 2-4. So what? They blew an opportunity last night. The Jets have a new head coach in Ulbrich, and now they have a new stud receiver. We don't know when he's going to join the team, although I think he's already in the building today.
He is.
You would expect him. I would expect that he should be ready to go on Sunday night. But Devontae Adams, the newest New York Jet.
Yeah, and the terms of the trade, just so everybody knows, it's a conditional third that becomes a second, but the details of it's actually interesting, and I don't think that this is going to happen. If he's first or second team AP All-Pro, I just saw this during the last break. It's the first time I've actually said this on the air because I just saw it. Then it goes from number three to number two. If he's on the active roster or if he's on the active roster for the AFC title game, the three becomes a two. All right, so there's a little protection there, but
you'd gladly take that.
You'd make that trade in a heartbeat. There's no doubt, but it is a move that just sounds and feels like, all right, let's placate the disgruntled, unhappy. And I love Rodgers still, but let's get his buddy in here. I think at this point you have to trade Mike Williams based on how Rodgers just absolutely ran him over with a bus in the post game, saying in very clear detail, hey, I did my job. He didn't do his. I threw the ball where he was supposed to be. His bad, not mine. That's a bad look for Rodgers. I don't care how much you like Rodgers. That's bad. You would never see Peyton or Brady or any of the other all-time greats. You got to take it on the chin. And I thought that was too transparent and too far behind the curtain. And that's a bad look by Rodgers. But this is another last ditch, last second Hail Mary to try to salvage things for the Jets, which is what they do better than any. Like, there's one thing the Jets are great at. They play from behind, not just on the field, but also off the field and making desperate trades. I hope it works, but I got to be honest with you. We were live just like we were live when Saleh got fired. My reaction was very different. When we got the news about Adams, I wasn't remotely moved. It just feels like a week too late.
Yeah, and had they won last night, you said this during the break, and then we brought it on the air. And in case you missed anything, by the way, check out the free Odyssey app. But you said this, and I thought it was a great point. Imagine if they actually won that game, which was a very winnable game, a game they could have won, even with all the mistakes and flags. They could have won that game nine times over. They didn't, but imagine they did, 3-3 atop the division, and then you get Devontae Adams, how the field would be. And right now, they're a freaking mess. They are a dysfunctional mess of epic proportions. A team that was talked about as being a Super Bowl team this year fired its head coach 5 weeks in to go with an interim head coach who's never been a head coach before in Ulbrich. They talked about having guys being held accountable. There was more penalties last night than we've seen before. It was ridiculous. So there was no accountability. All right, new play caller and down. And yeah, the offense looked a little bit better. Running the football certainly better. But ultimately, too many penalties, shooting themselves in the foot, not getting the job done, bad mistakes by the receiver. By the running backs. It's just
defense stunk last night.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The Jets actually have a good drive. All right, settle down. You kick a field goal, you'd rather be a touchdown, but sure. Settle down, 3 points, go out there, let the defense set the tone. Yep. They don't. They get steamrolled, run right over by the Bills, right down the field. It's one thing or another. I don't think that this can be fixed by bringing in Davante Adams. I said that 3 weeks ago when this first came up. I'll say it now, even with a worse record now for the Jets who've lost three straight games, it's not going to fix this team.
Think about the three big moves. There were some other, you know, smaller moves, but I think arguably, or at least two of the three, inarguably, the biggest things the Jets did this offseason, bringing Hassan Reddick. He'll be traded any day. He'll never play a snap for the Jets. Bringing Mike Williams, knowing that he wouldn't quite be ready, coming on the PUP list, starting training camp, 1 year, $10 million deal, which, by the way, I liked. I got to be fair. I thought it was a decent, not as a number one receiver, next to Garrett Wilson, I did like it. Mike Williams, you know, his quarterback just blew him up last night. I think that Mike Williams almost now has to get dealt. And the other component this offseason was Tyron Smith, who, if you really listen to Troy Aikman describe his play last night, former Cowboy, of course, they got their brethren there. I mean, Tyron Smith has done a couple of good things this year, but he's already given up 5 sacks. And he's given up a ton of penalties. And I thought Troy was about as honest as he was going to be about Tyron, who he does love and know well. If you really listen to it, he was pretty critical, meaning we're stunned that he's not quite the same guy. So Reddick gone, or will be gone. Mike Williams probably will be gone. And Tyron Smith is not what he has to be at left tackle. Good moves. Good offseason, Joe.
A couple more things before we get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. Did you hear Troy postgame, what he said could happen here for the Jets?
I did. I did about spiraling out of
control.
Go, yeah, set
yeah,
it up.
Well,
go
basically
for
saying, like, all right, the team was struggling, but they weren't dead, so what do? They fire the salvo of firing their head coach and saying, all right, well, this is going to be the move that's going to jumpstart this thing and get everything back on track. Woody said we want to win, meaning now you know that he circled this game, saying ahead of the division game, Monday night in our building, we got to beat the Buffalo Bills. I think everybody expected the Jets to win that game, and then they don't. And it's now what? Where do we go from here other than potential spiraling? That's what Troy Aikman said after the game.
Yeah, I did see that. He's probably right. I mean, what's the option? I don't think there's much middle ground here. Like, I think if the Jets are able to stabilize it, then I think eventually they can flourish. But first, before you flourish, you got to stabilize it, which is 50-50 at this point for me. However, if you don't stabilize it, what's the other route? You're going to implode. It's going to unravel. The chirping's going to get worse. Now, the one thing bringing Adams does, because you asked me, Sal asked me before, you know, what do you think the rest of the locker room thinks of Aaron Rodgers, whether it's the arms going up in the air after a miscommunication or the eye rolls that they eventually all see or their family members see, by the way, and let them know about it, or obviously just going to a podium and saying, hey, I did my job, Williams didn't do his, basically is what he said. And, yeah, I think that they're on some level in awe of Rodgers because of what he's done, as an NFL icon, but if there is an erosion of trust or commitment or connectivity, and there might be after last night, I think Davante Adams' arrival now gives Rodgers like his Robin to maybe offset any negative pushback that the locker room might be in the middle
of. It's not just Rodgers anymore or a less than Lazard. Now it's okay.
Boom.
Rodgers bringing his guys in. Yeah. It's the Packers past their prime. Okay, so we have a Woody Johnson update here. Woody, I guess, is...
Woody Johnson update?
Yeah, he arrived at the owners' meeting in Atlanta. I have one quote here. This is from Judy Batista, who I saw tweet this out.
Okay.
When Rodgers was asked, Judy asked him directly, if she asked Woody Johnson if the season is still salvageable. Johnson said, salvageable, we're going to kick, you can fill in the word. That's the quote.
We're going to kick ass?
Yeah, I would think that that's the word. Ben Hoff tells me we've got audio here of Woody Johnson talking to...
Yeah, Diana Rossini just posted it. I guess he's talking to a couple people. She's got the video. It's about 3:20. So I haven't really listened to it yet. But
we have to hear this.
Yeah, let's
100%.
Hear it.
By the way, Woody's getting a little chatty.
Yeah.
You know, after he fired Salah, you know, he was out there. Woody is becoming a more visible guy.
Everybody, how you guys doing?
Good, how you doing?
Woody, we're hearing the news that you guys are...
Was it in the news?
Yeah, we're hearing the good news that you guys are finally able to get this deal done, to get Davante Adams as a New York Jet.
Well, I don't know. It's in the hopper, but yeah. Well, we want to bring a lot of change this week. Unfortunate about the game last night, you know, missing those kicks. But it was a competitive game.
Missing the kicks, yeah, that was it.
So, yeah.
Left the penalty.
You guys happy? You're interested? How you doing?
Hey, Woody, how you doing?
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
How much say did Aaron Rodgers have in bringing Davante to New York? Is this something he wanted?
Well, we know that they've played together. We know they've played together. Yeah, I mean, I think anybody would be interested in looking at this gentleman. And he has a proven skill, that's for sure.
What are your feelings? Like, pardon? What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think he adds to the running game. He really makes everything. He opens up everything. You know, particularly having that relationship with the quarterback, that's very important. You could see it last night. You know, you could watch the, you know, a quarterback, it takes a while for a quarterback to get into that. And you could see Garrett is finally getting that. And he played a good game. Much better than the week before, and next week will be better.
You guys made a lot of changes, right? So you guys fired...
Changes status quo is killer.
Well, from what you saw with these changes that you guys have made on offense, what did you like from Todd Downing's play calling yesterday, just from making these
adjustments? I like moving the ball. I like much more efficient passing. I didn't like the penalties, particularly the penalties at absolutely the wrong time. You know, holding penalties and all those. So I think that's only been a week, so less than a week. So I expect all of those things to improve pretty dramatically.
Woody, at 2-4, a lot of people would think, okay, the season is in crisis right now. What's your sense in terms of how quickly you can turn this around, and can you still?
Is that it there? Hold on.
Championship this year?
You know, thinking is overrated. You have to look forward.
You have
to look forward to the games we're going to play each and every week, and try to win all of them. And that's basic stuff, right?
Are you confident?
I was saying Talladega Nights. You've heard of that?
Yeah. Oh my God!
He said, "You're not a thinker. You're a driver, right?"
This is getting.
And a lot of times it is. You just have to go with your instinct and what's the best thing to build a team and build a winning team and most importantly, build a culture. Culture of winning, and I think based on what I saw yesterday, I think we're starting in a new and more exciting direction.
What difference do you think Brooks made so far? I mean, I know it's only been a week, but what difference do you think Brooks made so far?
He's a different person. I mean, he's an authentic. He played linebacker for 10 years. I mean, is there any harder position to survive 10 years? A linebacker, maybe running back, but he has instant credibility.
Thinking, this is a quote, is overrated. That's what the owner of the Jets just told us. So, Woody, what do you think about some of the new concepts in football and how the game has opened up and, you know, maybe making that transition from a bit of an antiquated offense to maybe a bit of a more modern approach? How do you guys attack that? Well, thinking's overrated. You know, we need to attack that. Think about that.
Dude.
Talladega Nights, we're getting references now.
Dude. That was bad. Do you hear
that? Was a weird one.
That was bad.
But I didn't hear him say the part where we're gonna beat somebody's ass. Or we're gonna kick. Did I miss that?
No, that was Judy Batista separately.
Oh, that was different.
Yeah,
gotcha.
She said,
okay.
Judy, who obviously covers the NFL.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
She said she asked him that question directly.
Got it.
But this was different. I don't know about you, BT, but after that, after hearing the owner speak, I'm fired up. I can feel it in the air.
Thinking's overrated.
Dude.
I mean, that's just, I mean, I guess on some level, because Woody's always been a bit of a recluse, like, and reluctant to get out there, and which I don't really mind. Like, if you're doing your job, I appreciate, as an owner, kind of laying in the weeds. Like, right now, Dolan's letting his basketball people do what they do, and they're doing it really well. And Dolan's, you don't hear his name. Nobody's booing him. Nobody's complaining about him because he's off the radar because smart people have been hired, and they're doing their job. You don't really hear from Hal that much because the Yankees haven't won in a while, but Yankees are usually a really, really good team. So I appreciate that, trying to be a little more front and center, but it doesn't come across And I understand comedy can sometimes disarm pundits and negative energy. Understood that's a tactic that sometimes works, but it doesn't come across as serious enough for me. Not that it's life and death or medicine or anything like that or politics or religion. It's still football at the end of it. It's sports. So let's put it in the right spot. But we're out here cracking jokes, referencing movies? Dude, you lost again.
And there's no... There's no reason for hope after hearing that. Like, you just heard the biggest problem. Oh, he played 10 years a linebacker. Oh, what? Oh, it's great! Oh, the penalties. Oh, it's only been a week. I expect that to get... Based on what? What do you expect to get figured out? Based on what? Like, there's got to be some kind of reason. Okay. Oh, well, the good rapport with the quarterback. Yeah, what did we get that? We understand. Devontae Adams can help in the running game. He's going to help your defense, too. And then Woody typically right at the gate. Well, the kicker. Yeah, you're blaming the kicker. That's what somebody who doesn't know anything about football would say. And when you watch the game, you can tell that the defense didn't set the tone right out of the gate. That's supposed to be the strength of your team.
First possession.
That set the tone. He just doesn't get it. Nice man, I'm sure.
He is. He's a nice guy, man. Woody is nice. He's nice. He's a sweet person.
So was Saleh.
But, yeah, no question.
Maybe
we got to hire some jerks.
Maybe the best answer would just be to bring Rex back. BT and Sal on the fan.
I can't do that. I can't go through that.
I'm going to Paul. I heard you. Hold on. Jesus. BT and Sal on the fan. I got the Town Fair Tire Read. BT's talking. Hops in my ear. Go to Paul. I will. Give me a second here. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Paul is on Staten Island. What's up, Paul?
Yeah, how you doing? I just heard the latest. The Jets are signing Walter Payton and Jim Brown. They're going to also dig up Bronco Nagurski, the Galloping Ghost, Red Grange, and Andy Reid is going to be the new head coach. And they're going to trade Rodgers for Patrick Mahomes. Did you hear?
Yeah, well, you know, Viking's overrated, so I haven't given it much thought, quite frankly. But hopefully you're right. We'll see if those reports hit the wire anytime soon.
More breaking news there.
I mean,
Hoff, that was the call you really wanted.
I mean, we're digging up dead body. What are we doing?
You legit yelled in my ear four times to go to Paul.
I thought you were going to break. I thought that needed
to be
said.
Well, he's got that sadistic sense of humor, this twisted nutball over here. What was that movie you were telling me about yesterday?
Terrifier. Dude, number one in the box office.
I saw the trailer, and like, I used to love this horror stuff. I told you, like, Saw was what I
can't get into that.
You want to talk about a demonic, twisted, frightening trailer? This was horrifying.
I'm telling you right now, Art the Clown is going to be the most popular costume besides Hoctua. Art the Clown, Hoctua.
And don't forget about Doink the Clown.
Yeah, well, Doink the Clown, yeah. You guys like those horror movies. No wonder you're both Jeff fans. Tonight at the stadium, Game 2, ALCS, Gerrit Cole on the mound for the Guardians. And I got to tell you, BT, I got an update here for you. I was supposed to go to this game tonight.
Yeah.
Plans might be on hold.
What's this?
Got a text from my wife. Two texts. One, she says, I've been in Costco for an hour. And I respond, what the hell are you doing in Costco for an hour?
Okay.
Anyway, she sent a picture of the shopping cart.
Shopping. I mean, it's a big store. Yeah, and you're getting a lot of stuff.
An hour? Takes you an hour? Like, you make a list. You go get the stuff that you want. Get the hell out of there. Okay. Anyway, whatever. Then I get a text. Your voice still does it for me.
Really? Mama tried to carve out a little nookie time tonight, maybe.
I'm not so sure I'm going to be attending game two at the stadium tonight, baby. It may be on. Woo-hoo-hoo! It's playoff season, BT.
Now, is it that voice when it gets a little high?
I don't know.
Is it the voice?
This is from 11:20. I don't even know what we're talking about, 11:20.
Interesting. She said, your voice still turns me on.
Your voice still does it for me.
That's nice.
Smiley face emoji.
With the little hearts as eyes the whole spiel?
A little red cheek one.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know. Game two.
Mama getting a groove back, like Stella.
Daddy's getting some action. And now if the goddamn dog doesn't get in the way and everything else that goes on over there, or by the time I get home, she'd be sleeping. You know,
always sounds good in terms of the pregame execution, right? And then you come out of the tunnel and it's never what you think. What?
Either way, it was nice to get that. All right, BT and Sal, all the fans, get back to the calls. 888-808-1019. Brandon's in Wappingers. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, BT, Sal, what's up, guys?
How are you, Brandon? Man.
Doing well. So obviously, big game from Rodon. We know the bats got to get going. Six hits last night, seven walks. They did their job with the walks there, per usual. But as Sal said, they're scoring multiple runs on wild pitches, and we know that's not going to cut it. Mm-hmm. As far as tonight goes, BT, I'm mostly looking forward to Cole striking Josh Naylor out three times while he swings so hard his helmet falls off his fat head. My last thing.
Hey, Alvarez has the same issue here with the helmets. Yeah, go ahead.
I know they won game one, but wouldn't you guys agree, even with the 3-run lead, you know, in the eighth, bullpen's been locked down. Don't you want to see Tommy Canley there?
Well, 1,000% 8%. It's not
I don't want to see them anywhere near that unless it's a blowout. You know who's behind Weaver, who's got the best average against lefties this year? It's Tommy Canley. They're batting 13 for 83. That's a 169 clip.
And you know
why? I do not want to see Hill or Mizer there.
Because the way his changeup moves, it's a tough at bat for lefty. There's something about Hill that just drives me nuts. I don't know if it's just his wacky windup. He just looks like a goofball. I don't trust him.
Okay, but don't you think that it was part of Boone saying you want to save those guys for tomorrow?
Yeah, but I mean, it got a little dicey. Now, Rizzo's got to make that play at first base.
Well, it got dicey and he went to Weaver. I mean, he used Holmes and Weaver in that first game there. I mean, you're using two of your A guys. Now, tonight, you're going to need more than...
Not if Garrett Cole gives you seven or seven plus.
Yeah.
You would think that
I was going to say you need more than seven innings from Cole. You go back to Weaver again, there is an off day tomorrow.
Not necessarily. I don't know the profile of the game. If it's 3-2, 2-1, 4-3, yeah, then you would probably go through the same script. And then Canley would obviously be there. Although, I don't know how many outs Weaver could get tonight. But he's really good. I love him. But he's getting asked to do a lot now. If it's 6-2 Yankees or 5-0 Yankees or 7-3 Yankees, maybe you roll the dice with another arm, like a lower leverage arm. And maybe then you get Canley involved and you bypass Holmes. Or maybe you ask Holmes to get an extra fourth or fifth out and you bypass Weaver and it's more conventional. There's ways to do it. But I got to tell you, we played Woody Johnson before. Yeah. We play a lot of post-game sound from all the stuff. I heard something from Boone last night that you and I need to examine this. It is very strange. It's about Anthony Rizzo, who was lifted late for what I thought was a defensive replacement, which didn't make a whole lot of sense, in Cabrera, although Cabrera's picked it pretty well so far when he plays first base. Here's Boone, and then we'll react to exactly what he says, which is odd.
He was just kind of physically and emotionally spent there late in the game, and I kind of felt like... Yeah, kind of just felt like I needed to get him out of there and want to make sure I'm managing this properly with him as we go through this. Because, he really hasn't been on the field in over 2 weeks. Came through good with the hand. Expect him in there tomorrow. And thought he had some really good at-bats.
Yeah, no, he did. He got to hit his first at-bat. I don't understand that at all. Now, I get in a sport of with football, let's say Davante Adams' hamstring really was jacked up. I think it's nonsense, but let's say it was. And he's going to give it a go Sunday against the Steelers as a Jet. Maybe it's, 20 snaps or 25 or whatever team Reddick goes to, whatever they dust him off and he plays. Hey, 15 snaps, you didn't do camp, you're out of shape, ease into it. Or in the NBA, you come back like Mitchell Robinson when he comes back. Yeah. All right, 15 minutes the first game, then 18, then 22, then 25, whatever. Cardio sports, you're going to have to work your way back into it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo,
the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's not like Rizzo missed months. He played at the end of the season for a little bit. And you're telling me he's mentally and physically taxed? That makes no sense.
And saying he would be good for game two then. It doesn't make any sense. And if he's going to be in the game, his best asset for you is his glove.
Usually, though. So, understood. Usually.
Well, if he's not, but...
I know.
If you're not using him for that, then what's the point of... Like, I'd rather have Birdie then.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree. You saw the Hill play when Hill was pitching, and Rizzo... That was a fairly easy ground ball for an average first baseman. You have to make that play.
So maybe then Boone was making an excuse, covering up.
Protecting his veteran, saying, all right, you know. Now Birdie showed better hands making defensive plays. Yeah. Off the bag. I thought that Cabrera showed some good hands stretching and picking the ball as a first baseman. He proved very adept at that. But if it was a defensive replacement, Birdie would have been the answer for me over Cabrera. And if it's not a replacement and it's Aaron Boone just being very transparent that he needed a mental and a physical break, that is just bizarre for a baseball game. It's October. Suck it up.
We are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Baldy, let's start with the breaking news. What does Devontae Adams do for this Jets football team?
Well, I mean, 3 years ago when Devontae and Aaron Rodgers were together in Green Bay, they were a good combination, but it's 3 years. And so can they still have that same level of trust and combination that they once had? Both are older. Both are slower than they were 3 years ago. And it's a different offense. So I'm sure Aaron could get them up to speed somewhat, but we've seen so much miscommunication, including that final interception last night between receivers and quarterback, that is that going to take place going forward against, like, say, this week against Pittsburgh? Because it's you know, they've had chances to win all these games in the last three losses to Denver, to Minnesota, and last night, yet they can't make any plays at the end of the game to win the play. So maybe Devontae's that guy. Maybe he's that guy that's going to make that play to put them over the top in these close games that they keep losing.
I mean, they are 2-4. Do you really, truly think they should be a lot better than that?
I think they should have beaten Denver, and they certainly had chances to win that game last night. You know, the penalties and some of the things that, you know, they're guilty of, red zone deficiencies, being able to run the ball when you got to be able to run the ball, those kind of things keep showing up. And so you go, should they have won those? You know, are they that much better? No, they're not that much better than these teams that they're playing, but there's only a couple of elite teams in this league. Everybody is capable of losing games, and that's what Aaron said after the game. He felt like they lost that game, you know, that they should have scored in the 30s, and they probably should have scored in the 30s. But the same mistakes that, you know, that they have been making all year long keep showing up at key moments of the game.
Mm-hmm. A lack of discipline aside, just, you know, because the Dolphins are in a different spot and the Pats are obviously rebuilding. You know, 1 through 53, Jets, Bills roster, advantage who?
Well, I would say the Bills. I'd say the Bills because their offense line is much better than the Jets. And that's where it all starts. And their quarterback is much better. So I would say the Bills, because of the line, who have started all five starters, all five games, all six games now. And they're very, very well coached on that group. So they ran the ball with the rookie running back last night really well, especially that opening drive of the game. But I would say because of the line and the quarterback and just the system of defense that they play, where, you know, they just, they just know exactly where they're supposed to be. They just don't break down. And even with injuries that they have had, Ed Oliver, Von Miller, whatever, they don't lose that much starting rookie defensive tackles last night. Their system that they play in allows them to play really fast, and they don't make a lot of mistakes.
If you had to pick one thing, Boldy, what's the biggest issue for the Jets?
I would still say it's the offensive line. You know, it's just, you know, the tackles look old. They've had great days in this league at times. And they don't play particularly well together, although they played better last night, and that's encouraging. But I would say that's – and then I would say their inability to take the ball away. You know, I mean, they had a fumble last night. It's bouncing on the ground. They don't get it. They don't get their hands on footballs.
No.
Sauce Gardner was invisible last night.
Yep.
You know, they just don't. They don't do the things that great defenses do. I mean, yes, Josh Allen has played six games. He hasn't thrown an interception yet, but they don't come close to making a play on the ball in the air.
Yeah, that's what I want to get to, the defense, because right out of the gate, the Jets have a nice drive last night to start things off. All right, it ends in a field goal, but that happens. And then the defense gets run over. I mean, I've been hearing for years, Boldy, great defense this, great defense that, great defense my ass. That, to me, is their biggest issue, because that's supposed to be their bread and butter, and yet you just mentioned it. Where is it?
Well, they got pushed all over the place. I mean, they got guys in there that are starting that are not good players. I don't need to call them out on, you know, the radio here, but I mean, they got players in there starting that are not good players.
Let's hear.
I mean, what does Javon Kinlaw do?
He stinks. I cut him.
Some stupid penalties.
I cut him.
Like, I mean, he's just, there's a reason why San Francisco let him go.
Yep.
I mean, they need an anchor inside. Quinn's still a good player, but they need an anchor inside at that spot. He doesn't anchor anything. He got lifted out of the three technique, out of the one technique. And, you know, it's interesting that the Buffalo started Ty Johnson last night.
Yeah.
You know, he was with the Jets.
I know.
You know, and he ran right through him.
So, Boldy, tell us how this works in the locker room here. What is the downstream repercussion of Rodgers calling out Mike Williams? You know, I know you saw it, but for those who don't, he basically said, I threw it to where he was supposed to be, and he didn't do what he was supposed to do. How does that play out?
Well, I mean, that's a fractured relationship. He better fix that thing today. You know, otherwise, if that thing just festers and they're not in there today, whatever their day, their schedule is this week after Monday night game, I mean, you better fix that thing right away. Because Mike Williams, I mean, first of all, he's playing with no confidence to begin with. He hit him on a little pop pass over the middle. He looked surprised the ball was coming to him.
Yeah.
So does he know the offense or doesn't he know the offense? I know he missed most of training camp because he was still rehabilitating from a torn ACL from a year ago. But they got him out there on the field. I mean, if he's not out, like, look, Alan Lazard is their best receiver right now. At least, you know, touchdowns, you know, catches, yards per catch. I mean, Garrett's had good games the last 2 weeks. But he's thrown it to the guys that he trusts right now. I'm kind of surprised he didn't throw to Lazard at the end of the game because he had his hand up in the air. They're running a simple divide against a high safety. Everybody runs the same route combination. I'm not sure what Mike Williams did wrong, but you know, Aaron was thrown into a different spot than where he was, and it's costly. But we've seen mistakes like that against Denver where the receiver's running the wrong route from where he's thrown it. So. Yeah. Here's the thing. If your quarterback's got 20 years of experience and he's really smart, and he is, well, all that intelligence and all that knowledge and all that wisdom doesn't do you any good if the receivers don't see it the way you see it. And maybe that's what Devontae will do. Maybe he'll see it the way Aaron sees it. They had a unique connection in Green Bay for a long stretch, and maybe that's a component at the end of these games that they'll make that they haven't been making.
BT and Sal on the Fan with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Can the Jets be fixed, Baldy?
I guess confidence is a thing that, you know, that anybody could ride, but you have to start stacking some wins. And they go on the road here to Pittsburgh. I don't know who's going to block T.J. Watt this week. They better have a good game plan for him. He'll ruin the game like he ruined the game last week with the Raiders. I mean, forcing two fumbles and Cam Hayward. I mean, they got guys that they know that their offense is struggling. So the defense says, you know, we got to win these games. And they're helping them win a lot of games right now. So that's they got to beat Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh. If they get to 2-5, that's an awfully deep crypt to come out of in this with a quarterback that's already hobbling right now. So I would say that this is a must win for them this week. You can't lose your fourth game in a row right now in Pittsburgh against an offense that is, I mean, their offense struggling more than any offense in all of football right now.
Bull, before I let you go, Brian Baldinger, BT and Sal, I mean, you know, we could talk about the erosion of some of the old linemen, getting older, whatever, miscommunication, everything that we've basically hit so far, but you've been around the game forever. There's a direct correlation to a good team and a bad team. Do you have good ownership? And the Jets don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it always starts at the top. Everything starts at the top. A lot of these decisions, whether it's the trade for Hassan Reddick that blew up, and now he's, I guess, free to go seek a trade. I mean, you can just kind of check the boxes and all the bad decisions that are being made. I mean, it does start at the top. And so they're all in for whatever that means, and it's a one-year deal for everybody. I mean, everything's going to get blown up if this thing doesn't end up in the playoffs. And that's the only way that this thing can be salvaged if they get to the playoffs.
Baldy, let's talk some Giants here. A huge game for them coming up Sunday, 1 o'clock, MetLife Stadium taking on the Eagles. Giants 0-2 in the division, record 2-4 overall, though I'm seeing some good things and some foundational pieces being put together here. I'm seeing it that the quarterback is the biggest problem. You watch the film. What are you seeing for why the Giants are 2-4?
The quarterback's the biggest problem. I mean, it just is. I mean, you can't be any more clear about it than that. The defense played awesome last week. I mean, that's a 7-0 game in the third quarter against Joe Burrow, who put up 38 the week before and 35 the week before that. And Brian Burns and Ojulari and Dexter, like, they can't play a whole lot better than what they just played. The quarterback, he's just, I don't even know what he's looking at sometimes. Like, you roll right protection. Everything is protected. You got Slayton in the 7-hole. That's the throw. And he's not making the throw. Like, there's just things that I don't know what he's reading. I mean, I don't know what he's being. There's not that much to read, honestly. It's really that simple. And he's holding the ball, and he's frozen. And your quarterback has to make these plays. There's no reason why they should have been shut out in that, you know, and score one touchdown that whole game, and probably don't even score if you don't get that defensive pass interference penalty where they get the ball at the 1 yard line. The quarterback has to play better, and you just wonder how much longer. Like, he played well the week before against Seattle. Maybe if Neighbors comes back, that'll help.
He did.
But you can't win games by hiding your quarterback.
Yeah.
I almost feel like they're doing everything they can to hide him right now, but you're not going to win any games doing it.
Well, do you see enough on film, you know, concept-wise, you know, when, and I think it's going to be this year or this offseason, when Dable finally gets his quarterback, that this offense looks like it's going to be really impressive and interesting?
I don't know if it's going to be, you know, Detroit Lions interesting, you know, or some of these other teams, Washington interesting, these teams that are putting up big numbers and do really creative things every week. You got to get the basics down. I mean, curl flat, you know, and there's certain overload principles against certain coverages that are just there that everybody runs. You have to execute them. They didn't complete one deep ball the whole game last week. Everything is either over the head or out of bounds. I mean, there's certain things you got to be able to do in this business right now. And the line's good enough right now. They're playing well enough. Tracy's been a spark. He's a pretty good player. But right now, the quarterback has to play better. There's no reason. That Cincinnati was this. They gave up 41 the week before to Baltimore. They couldn't stop anybody. Washington scored every single possession they had. You know, I just think right now, against Cincinnati, that is. Cincinnati's defense, I mean, they were the biggest surprise in that win the other day is how well the defense played. Everybody in that defense looking at themselves going, hey, maybe we can turn this thing around.
Baldy, final thing here, real quick. Bigger issue, like the NFC East here. McCarthy and Sirianni, do you think both make it through the season?
Well, that was awful. That was two awful home games. You know, Philadelphia found a way to win it against a bad team. I don't know how long Mike can, but the roster isn't good in Dallas, and so I'm not sure what Mike can do with it. In Philadelphia, they got the receivers back. They've had a decent roster. The coach, though, just does. I mean, why would a coach ever get into it with a fan during the game? Like, get it, like, I've never seen that before. Like, what are you thinking about? I know you don't call plays, but what is it, coach, getting into it with the fan for, especially in Philly? I did that game on Sunday. I heard them booing, and they deserve to be booed. You know, I mean, they get a block, you know, field goal at the end of the half to tie it up at halftime. Like, and he's getting into it with fans? Like, what is that saying about your head coach?
Well, Sal thinks he's a doofus.
Yeah,
that's what
I mean, he's a doofy clown that's been overmatched. The aberration to me, the shock, and it just shows you how much the talent won out, was that he actually took a team to a Super Bowl. I mean, I look at him, how can you take him seriously? Shaving his head, yelling at the fans. I mean, the team is, and maybe this will be a nail in the coffin if the Giants could beat them somehow at MetLife on Sunday. I mean, we'll see. Well, you think that's possible, Baldy? Giants get a win on Sunday?
It's possible because defensively, they're not a good team. And if the quarterback plays better, I mean, they don't have a great pass rush. They don't do a lot defensively. They got two rookies starting in the secondary like the Giants do. They beat them week 18 last year. They beat them badly last year. This is an NFC East. This is not the NFC East that we're used to seeing right now. So this is not Parcells and Gibbs and, you know, Buddy Ryan or Landry or whatever. This is different. So this is a winnable game for the Giants. It just is. I know Saquon's coming back. I'm sure he circled the game. He struggled last week. They couldn't run the ball against I'm sure that the Giants defense thinks that they can, you know, that they can put up a performance like they did last week, that they'll have a chance to win it.
Thank you, Baldy. We appreciate it.
Yep, my pleasure, guys.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.